Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. Boy, I'll tell you, so blessed to do this great show. Starting it off right on a Monday. It's the Monday Night Impact Podcast, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Claudio Rosano, out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles. 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Claudio, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, episode 13 we're at. You can do more.
Yes, sir. You can do more. And thank you for being on the show again. As always, I appreciate all the listeners, so thank you. How do you get a hold of me? You can go to ClaudioRelsano.com, and there you can listen to this show. You can listen to the Claudio Relsano show, where I interview a lot of sports legends and friends. You can watch me on the Boxing Authorities on live.vivetv.network. You can also watch me on my brand new YouTube channel. So please subscribe to that channel on Claudio Relsano TV.
Okay, my good brother, as we talk about this episode, and I know 30 minutes goes by quick, but we've covered a lot of stuff in 12 weeks, and now we're at the 13th week of this thing. You can do more. So I'm going to present the question to you. What can you do more to succeed in life?
Well, you know, I got the quote from Dan Marino. Dan Marino's exact quote was, you can do more, you can always do more. And another quote, as I mentioned before, Mario Andretti says, if you have everything under control, you're not going fast enough. So for me, it's basically, and another, a quote that I always use is, keep accomplishing. That's something that I kind of came up with, right? And because you can do more, you can always do more. Yes, people say, oh, Claudio, you know, you coach, you scout, you do three podcasts, you do a couple TV shows. I say, yeah, but I can do more, and I can do more of them well. It isn't like you do everything mediocre. No, I think I can do all the things and do them all very well. So basically, it's almost like years ago, Mark, you'll appreciate this being a Steelers fan, when Chuck Knoll, I forgot which Super Bowl it was, it may have been Super Bowl two or three, and you know, he was happy, and he said, well, we're just worried about winning the next one now, you know. So you can do more. Tom Brady, you know, he wasn't happy with just two, three, or four Super Bowls. He wanted to do more. So I always encourage people, yes, accomplish what you're doing, you know, finish it, accomplish it, succeed at it, do it well, and then move on and accomplish more. And that's what life is. Life is a journey. It's not just a destination. You know, you just and it makes you feel alive. You know, it gets you, puts more bounce in your step. It gives you more motivation. It makes you more money. It gives you more trophies, more feathers in your cap. And so that's something that I strive to do every single day.
Yeah, when you look at it, and Derek from Clearwater, Florida, jumping in, these days you have to do more because inflation is killing us all.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, that's what I say. You know, you talk about doing more, yes, but to put feathers in your cap and more trophies in your room, but also more money in your pocket because and another thing, you know, like my dad used to say when I was a little kid, never put all your eggs in one basket. So, like with me, you know, thankfully, you know, during the pandemic, you know, me personally, as far as finances were concerned, you know, my wife as well, she's a teacher, and I wasn't hit because, you know, I have a landscaping business that was, you know, that carried the bricks during that time. I mean, my hitting lessons were down, but my landscaping is good. I was still getting paid from CMU. The scouting was down a little bit, but again, I had other avenues. But that goes back to a few episodes ago about funnels of income. But again, I just never feel. And let me share something personal with the audience and with you, Mark. And this is the tricky thing about you can do more, you can always do more. I'm happy with what I do, but I'm never content. But here's the tricky thing. It does get frustrating sometimes because you know, people say, oh, Claudio, again, you're doing this, that, and other thing. I said, yeah. But I can do more, and it's frustrating because when does it end, right? When can you sit back and smell the roses? Well, I do smell the roses. I'm very reflective. I appreciate what I've done, very happy about it, very proud of it, very blessed and grateful that I've had these opportunities. But I just feel within that I can really do more. I see people out there, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but there's some shows out there, or there's some other people who are doing their thing and perhaps making more money or have a wider scope of, I don't want to say attention, but whatever you want to call it. And I say, you know, hell, I think I can do that. I'm confident in myself that I can do those things. So, you know, it's a tricky thing, you know, but again, I just always feel like I can do more. So that's what I urge people to do. Keep going at it. Keep accomplishing.
Exactly. And when you look at it, doing more, I mean, these days, like Derek is basically saying, you have to do more. I think basically when we talked about this a couple times, doing these podcasts, I think you more or less have to, you know, improvise, reinvent yourself to the point where you can do quite a few things, because then that makes you that much more valuable working for somebody or, you know, doing your own thing. Any input on that?
Great word, reinvent. I love that, what you said there, Mark, because, okay, so I've started off in baseball all these years, and I'm still in baseball, obviously, head coach at Carnegie Mellon University, GM, professional baseball scout, global scouting bureau. I train, you know, have camps, so on and so forth. So, yes, but I've also reinvented myself in doing more things in boxing media-wise. I've also reinvented myself doing shows like this. You know, I just didn't want to do sports shows. I may use sports as an example or analogies or whatever, but we're not here talking about this team won, that guy scored a goal, and this guy hit a home run, you know. So I remember at the beginning I told you I wanted to do something that had some impact on people, thus the name Monday Night Impact, which my friend Vince Kaplak, the former wrestling champion, helped come up with. So, but or me doing the shows with Luther Dupree Jr. and Smoking Jim Frazier. So, I've reinvented myself, and I think that's very important to do. You have to put on different hats. And as I told you, I'm in the landscaping business too. So, again, I'm not just mouthing the words, you can do more. I really am going after it, but I think it's good to reinvent yourself. It's fun. It's a challenge. You know, one time this guy asked me, he said, what do you do for fun? I said, number one, I love doing anything with my family, my wife and daughter, my wife Linda and my daughter Ida. That is fun. No matter what it is we do, whether it's going for a walk or on vacation, sometimes I'll just stand back and watch them, right? Just watch them at a beach or what have you. And the other thing I enjoy doing is being with my friends. I mentioned Vinny and my friend Rick Mitchell, Eric Jackson, Lori, Nick Kaplak. I enjoy being with them, or Smoking Jim and Luther. I enjoy being with them. That's fun. But I tell you what else is fun for me, and that's chasing that carrot, chasing these goals, as long as I get to catch that carrot once in a while, you know. But I told the guy, it kind of hit me. I said, well, I enjoy chasing that carrot being accomplishments, you know, wins as a coach or selling books or doing shows or having impact on people, making money, providing, you know, all these things are considered, you know, chasing that carrot. And I enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah, Ralph from Pittsburgh chiming in too, listening to the show, throws a question. He said, sometimes if you do too much, you got to be careful of burning out. That's a good one there too, because you burn the candle at both ends, it's going to catch up with you. That would almost be like trying to do three jobs instead of doing one that's paying you for the amount of the three, I would imagine, right, Claudio?
Well, here's what I say to that. And first of all, thank you, Justin and Samantha. I appreciate the comments. And Samantha's right about companies change over the years. They don't seem to care. So she's right. But I'll tell you about the burnout thing. I'll tell you why I'm not burned out. Let's go back to, I remember, in 1970, 1980, okay? But all my career, I never played the same position more than three games in a row, okay? I would play sometimes one game. I remember as a senior, 1982, I played third, short, second, left, right, and I pitched. Okay, and then I remember some of my teammates saying, man, I'm tired of playing the outfield. Or I'm tired of catching. I'm tired of always being a pitcher. I'm tired of always being a second baseman. I want to play the positions. Okay, I never, with all my jobs, okay, first of all, with coaching, that is a total passion. And, yes, I'm drained at the end of the game, without question, because I pour my heart and soul into it, okay? But, like, I'm doing a show today with you. Fun, half hour. How hard is that? Tomorrow, I'm going to do two shows, 2 hours with Smoking Jim and Luther Dupree, the boxing authorities. How fun is that? I have a landscaping business. That can be a little tedious physically, but that's not too bad. So for me, as Roberto Clemente used to say, and my boy Smoking Jim Frazier always says now, for me, I don't get burned out. So I guess it's up to the individual. Now, Dick Vermeil, a friend of mine and a friend of my show, he kind of coined that phrase, burnout, when he retired from the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, Dick would be at the office for 17, 18 hours a day watching videos and films and tapes and writing and studying and practice and interview. Yeah, if you do one thing all the time, my dad used to say you can sharpen the blade too much. And he was right. But none of my blades are over-sharpened because I do so many different things. So for me, I enjoy it. So for me, it's not burnout at all. I understand what Ralph is saying, and I get it. But again, for me, I do so many. It's like going to the same, like you go to the same restaurant every single day. Yeah, you can get tired of it.
Right.
Me, I go to several different restaurants a week, so to speak, you know, with all my jobs and all my opportunities. So for me, it's not burnout at all.
Yeah. And sticking with this, you know, you can do more. You know, lay it down for the listeners on other things, experience, knowledge, that how they can do more.
Well, you know, I would never urge anybody to quit their day job, okay? Do your job. Obviously, that's what brings home the most money and pays your bills and so on and so forth. But, like, again, like Samantha from Del Mar, California said, companies don't care about you. You know, so maybe do something on the side. Maybe let's say you are you're a salesman of some sort, okay? Well, maybe whenever you get a chance, do something that you're passionate about. Maybe you do. Maybe you're interested in having a podcast. Well, go ahead and do it and work at it. Be good at it. Hopefully you get some sponsors. Now you have something that we talked about a few shows ago, another funnel of income, but you'll be passionate about it. Maybe you're not so passionate about being a salesman. I get it. But maybe you can do more by having a podcast. And then from the podcast, again, from what we talked about last week, Adjacent Space Opportunities, spinoff business, maybe from your podcasts, then maybe you can do some speaking. So now, again, you can do more. But at the same time, if you have a family like I do, and I love spending time with my family, somehow, like, for example, today, all right, I'm doing a show. I've been running all day long, and I mean actually running from all the different things that I do. And I can't wait to do this show with you, Mark, and to all our listeners. But my wife is going to grad school, so she's going to that. My daughter has a meeting right now for school, for college. So, and then you say, when do you spend time with your family? Somehow we do. Somehow we do. I know this Friday we're going to be going to some outlets and the weekend, of course, the holiday weekend. So we do spend a lot of time together. Would we like to spend more? Yes, but we have to work. We have to go to school. We have to do our thing. So, and it's not just quality time, but it is quantity time. I get asked all the time, how is it you do all these things? Well, like today, I didn't waste any time. I mean, I was going bang, 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 bang. And I was hustling. I was moving. Now, if you sit there, and I'm not saying this is bad, if this is what people want to do, who am I to say what's right or what's wrong? I'm talking about for me. For me to spend 3 hours or you know, even 25 minutes, 30 minutes on Facebook or on Twitter arguing with somebody or whatever. I mean, again, for me, I don't waste any time. I always want to be productive. Now, if somebody finds relaxation, by doing that, by all means, do it. For me, and I always urge people, always be productive. Always be productive. I remember one time, a couple of years ago, I'm a big studier, watcher, for lack of a better term, of the Kennedy assassination. So there was going to be four hours of different shows, talking about that, terrible event. So I was going to watch it during the day. So I watched literally maybe 4 minutes because I started getting restless. I said, I'm not being productive. I got a lot of things to do. My mom always used to say, do your work first, then after you're done, do the fun stuff. This way you can have the fun stuff. You don't have to worry about work. See, while I was watching the Kennedy stuff, I said, man, I got to look at some videos for players. I got to try to sign some people. I have a show to do. I have an interview. You know what I'm saying? I had all those things in my mind. I said, out of hell with it. Let me go to work. And then this way, when I am having fun with my family, I don't have to worry about anything else because I checkmarked all those boxes. But again, if you log your time down and what you're doing, see if you're wasting any time. I mean, I know
right.
Personally, there's no downtime. I mean, that's just me. I always go at it full blast, and I enjoy it. And am I tired? Yeah, hell yeah, I'm tired. You know, I'll tell you guys a secret. I love to read, constantly read. I have a bunch of fantastic sports books, but I've been reading the past several years about, how to invest and business books and, things like that. But I can't read them at night because all these ideas are running through my head, and I'm so excited about going after them the next morning. So every night, what I do, Mark, every single night, I watch wrestling interviews or actual matches from the 70s and 80s. Every single night, because that gets my mind off of, business. And then, this is after my wife and daughter go to bed, of course. And then the next morning, I write my list down of all the things I have to do, my checklist, usually about 10 to 15 things I have to do, which some of those things include paying bills sometimes, a lot of times. And then I attack the day. And Greg Norman, again, he says attack life. That's his thing, attack life. Or Alex Rodriguez says, when in doubt, attack. So again, with me, keep accomplishing. Dan Marino, you can do more. You can always do more.
Yeah, and lay on that slogan of doing more, and you can always do more. I think what ends up having, and I was brought up in life to, not work as hard as much as it was to work smart. And smart is another good thing, because I think a lot of people, they just look at jobs and they don't take the time. The burnout comes in because they're trying to, they lose hours one place and they're trying to compensate that somewhere else. And then what ends up happening is when they try to compensate it somewhere else, they can never do 100% in the job that they had to lower down to go get the other job. So now you're not getting sleep. And this is where you get sick real fast because you try to do both things. I think it comes down to, and we talked about this before too, is, and it's like Samantha was saying out there, it's coming to the point where I think companies are realizing they got to change their game plans too, because a lot of people aren't really, going to buy into that point where they're going to, unfortunately work for somebody and make, money that can't compensate paying their rent and everything. So there's a big drawback with that. So they have to cut back. Gas prices have gone up. Everything's gone up. We talked about the guy that coming in here talking to Derek from inflation and stuff. So I think the most important thing is just to use what you have to your advantage as far as experience and knowledge to take that and run with and get paid for it.
Exactly. Real quick, the first part of your comments, you want to be productive, as I said. You do want to work smarter, not just harder, because if not, you're just going to be on a treadmill. I mean, you're on a treadmill, man. You can go as fast as you want, but you're not getting anywhere. To me, it has to be pertinent what I'm doing. There has to be a reason why I'm doing something. There has to be a reason why I read a book. okay? So, you know, be productive. Don't work harder. I mean, work smarter, not harder. But back to what you were saying about doing what you love, and if you have a talent, okay? Again, years ago, I believe my first hitting lesson was in, I know for a fact, it was June of 1998. And it was, it was June 1998. I said, you know what? I love talking about hitting. I'm good at it. I'm better now than I was then, but I was still very good then. I said, let me put it out there and see if people would be interested in having hitting lessons with me. And it's become a very successful business, and it's fun to do. I'm passionate about it. And to be honest with you, when I was a little kid, I always thought about doing shows. Okay, here I am doing a show with you and Smoking Jim and Luther and my own show with my other shows. So, yes, you feel that you have a talent at something, you have a passion for it, give it a shot. Give it a shot. I think sometimes people are afraid to fail. Who cares? I always say, you know, the greatest baseball player of all time, Babe Ruth, was at one time, he had more strikeouts than anybody in history. I mean, if you look at the top five strikeout guys of all time, this isn't in order, but I know Alex Rodriguez, I believe, is like fifth. Reggie Jackson's there. Babe Ruth is there. Mickey Mantle, Willie Stargell. I mean, you're talking about five Hall of Famers there who are icons, iconic, and they struck out, you know, more than anybody who ever walked this earth, okay? So what? You know, you make a mistake, you know, go move on. I mean, I've made plenty of mistakes. I mean, I tried my hand at being an MMA promoter with me and two other guys, and I got beat up more than the fighters did because I lost a nice chunk of change. I didn't like it. I was upset. I was embarrassed. I sold my company, my part of the company back, and I moved forward. But I gave it a shot. And now whenever I talk to promoters during an interview or whatever, or fighters, I know the ins and outs of that business. That didn't make me any money, which I don't want to keep doing that. You don't want to keep losing money because that's dumb. But, I failed at it. Okay, fine. So I moved on. But, something that makes you feel alive. You know, Mark, I'm 57, and I mentioned Smoking Jim and Luther and Vince Capra all the time. But I met Jim in November of 2003. I met Luther in late 2004. I met him a few years prior, but I coached him 34 years ago, like this month. And we talk about the Buster Douglas Tyson fight. That was 32 years ago in February. My mom has been gone for 34 years. My dad, 18. Time flies.
Yeah.
Time flies. You know, and we all go through so much. We all have tough things happen to us, personally, health-wise, financially, whatever. But you got to incorporate some kind of happiness in your life. You have to chase that dream. You have to... it was hell chasing my baseball dream and getting rejected, and that's another thing we talked about before. But eventually I caught that carrot. But, you know, like Boom Boom Mancini says, the whole thing is about the journey, because we know it's all going to end, but it's about chasing that journey, knocking those pins down, keep checking checkmarking those boxes, you know, like doing this show. Already, Mark, this is our 13th show. 13th show. I mean, it seems like maybe our third, okay? My daughter's 21 here next month. Where the hell did that time go? So try to fill. And you and I have been talking about doing the show. I was on Dave Finoli's 412 show. I don't know when that was.
Yeah.
It was last year sometime. And here we are. The days are going to go by anyway, so let's try to fill them with as much good, as much of a chase, as much, you know, so we feel alive. You know, it's like, for example, some boxers, let's just stick with boxers. I mean, you know, they retire, like Sugar Ray Leonard. Matter of fact, it was 35 years ago last week that he fought his iconic fight with Marvin Hagler, and as he was getting ready for the fight, now he was off for about 2 years, almost exactly 2 years, and then he's going to fight at that time the toughest man in boxing, You know, I mean, him and Mike Tyson, but I mean, Marvin Hagler was a hell of a fighter. I mean, he hurt you. After you fought Hagler, you were hurt. Win or lose, but he never lost anybody. But Sugar Ray, going into that fight, he said, "I've never felt so alive." And this is a guy going into a fight and knowing he's going to get hurt. But he said, "Never felt so alive," you know. And
yeah.
Wow, it's just a great feeling. And that's what I urge people to do. And I know myself, like I said, I'm always, you know, like this show is very important to me, very important to me. I don't do this half-hearted. I mean, I want this thing to have impact. I want it to continue to grow. And it just makes me feel alive doing this show.
Exactly. And as we put a cap on this, on doing more in episode 13, and then moving on to episode 14 next week, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, having your worst enemy be your best ally, that's going to be an interesting one, too.
Yeah, using your worst enemy to be your best ally. And I'll give you several stories where some people, you know, really, they hurt me. And not only that, but some people really tried hard to make my dreams even harder than they had to be, putting more obstacles in the way. So, again, you can either let them win or not win. And how can you use those people to motivate you?
Yeah, and I've got some questions. I've done my homework on that one. I'll present to you next week. And the word chest will come up on that
one. Great questions. You ask some great questions, and you have no idea. I tell this all the time. You have no idea how much I appreciate you giving me this opportunity and your huge contribution to the show. And again, thank you so much to our listeners. It just means a ton to me when I hear these listeners enjoying our show and just listening to the show.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I know well, the times have kind of been cattywonked a little, playing with the times, and they've been following us since, you know, through that bumpy road. But next week we're back at 6 o'clock, like I said, Eastern, 3 o'clock
Eastern.
Pacific.
Yes,
that's going to be a good one, episode 14, having your worst enemy be your best ally. And there's a lot of ways you can look at that. And like I said, I'm going to tease the question chest, because chest becomes a big part of, you know, being stopped in your tracks and looking around and seeing, well, am I being tested?
Yeah.
So that will be a big one next week to go along with that worst enemy. And any final recaps on this one with less than 2.5 minutes to go, Claudio?
You know, again, be productive in life. Don't waste time. But I really do urge people to find something that you enjoy chasing and obviously try to catch it. And then when you do catch it, be as great at it as you possibly can. And with an eye on maybe another goal, because at the end of the day, that's like I said, you just want to, you know, if somebody, they hit the 500th home run, well, the next goal is what? The 600th home run. And then when you hit 600, the goal is the 700th home run. And, you know, always have a number in mind, always have a goal in mind, and it does make you feel alive. It pushes a little bounce in your step. It gives you purpose. You know, it gives you purpose. And at the same time, you're also providing for your family, for yourself, you know, for a cause, whatever it is that you are trying to provide for. And all those things are wrapped up into one. They're not separate.
Rightfully so. And how can people get a hold of you?
Go to my website, ClaudioRealSano.com. There's my email on there. There's shows, my books. The Boxing Authorities with Lucas Dupree Jr., Smoker Jim Frazier on V-I-V-E-TV Live .V-I-V-E-TV.network, and then my show, Claudio Rosano Show, on my website, and of course my brand new my brand new YouTube channel, Claudio Rosano TV. I urge you guys to watch it, subscribe, and tell me what you think, and keep connected. I appreciate all of you more than you know, trust me.
Yeah, and with 30 seconds left in this, I went to my first race yesterday, the Long Beach Grand Prix. A buddy took me, had an extra ticket, and amazing. Sat in the hairpin and caught a piece of rubber from the tires coming around that track. So unbelievable, to say the least. A tradition in the making since 1975. the Long Beach Grand Prix, and it was amazing to start the year with races. Four, Claudio Rosato out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles. Next week, episode 14, Worst Enemy Being Your Best Ally, as we complete episode 13. You could do more. Catch the archive version if you didn't see it live, and get it on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. Have a blessed one, guys. Stay tuned at the top of the hour from Fresno, California. Mark Heffernan will be there talking some national stuff, too. And like I said, we'll be back next week, 6 o'clock Eastern here, 3 o'clock Pacific. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and have a great one. Have a great one.